Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their persons, houses, papers, and effects against unreasonable searches and seizures shall not be violated, and no warrant shall be issued but upon probable cause, supported by oath or affirmation, and particularly describing the places to be searched and the persons or things to be seized. CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine. Point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Restore Health and Counseling salutes the men and women in uniform who've answered the call for our freedoms. Let's give them the hero's welcome they deserve as they have fought hard to restore peace. America's troops are our angels of protection, so stand up and salute them proudly. That's from Restore Health and Counseling at 4705 Paris Street, serving Northeast Denver with complete substance abuse counseling for adolescents to adult and for private as well as professional drug, alcohol screening and treatment and rehabilitation. Visit us at www.rhctherapy.com or call 303-373-1188.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Buck Keeley. We're going to be talking about your vegetable garden, about learning how to grow your own food. The world we have known in the past is changing and changing very rapidly. All you need to do is look at see what's happening in Europe. We're over there in Greece, 25% unemployment for adults. Suddenly 50% and over unemployment for young people, 20, 30 years of age. Same thing is increasingly happening in Spain. The whole economic structure of the world is breaking down. Now, we don't have to talk about why. I happen to believe it's all planned and all orchestrated, but be that as it may, I think we're going to see dramatic changes in the way society is structured in the years that lie ahead. And certainly, Buck Keeley is a master gardener. I've learned a lot from him about thinking about how to grow things in the garden. It's really been fun, but in addition to that, why, we're looking forward to the harvest this fall. Buck, thanks very much for being with us this morning.
It's my pleasure, Dr. Stan.
Tell me, one of the things I'm wondering is how do we know if our tomato plants are getting too much water rather than not enough?
Well, the danger of overwatering your plants is greater than the danger of underwatering your plants. That a plant that has been underwatered will recover from it normally unless it's completely dehydrated and dried out the root system. But a plant that's been overwatered will spoil the roots to where they cannot recover. And the way that you can tell whether or not you're overwatering your plant is if you'll go down about an inch or two deep in the soil, and if it is not damp, it needs water. But if it's wet, you don't want to add any more water to it. You can buy an inexpensive moisture meter for about $5 at your local nursery or at the place that you buy your sources for your gardening supplies, which will give you a more sophisticated way of telling what the depth of your soil is. But typically, if you just go down a couple of inches deep and if there's moisture in the soil, don't water it, particularly tomatoes. Tomatoes, if you overwater them, you'll get this very lush green foliage on the plant, but the root system will be very shallow. As a result, it won't produce much fruit. And so that you want to make sure that when you water your tomato plants that they really need the water first. And when you water them, soak them well. Get a good wet soak on your soil. And what that'll do is it'll encourage the roots to grow downwards and not to the surface level. If you water your tomatoes every day, what will happen is the root system will stay on top of the ground within the first few inches, and it will not be able to sustain itself for any length of time without being watered every day. And as a result, the plant is not healthy, and it won't produce fruit. Or if it does, it'll be inferior fruit or not as much. So the best way to tell is go down a couple of inches deep in your soil. If it's damp, don't water. If you want a more sophisticated way, you can buy the moisture meter for $4 or $5 at your nursery.
All right. That's just something to put to one side. I think my son's putting an automatic watering system on for the plants, which I think most of them may well be all right, but for the tomatoes, I think we hopefully they're not damaged beyond repair. Now, what about other plants? What about squash, things of that sort? Will a daily watering system be all right, or should we be watering once or twice a week?
Well, if you're putting your garden where you have a sprinkler system in, a lot of people will cut a garden plot into their yard where they already have an existing sprinkler system. You want to cut those zones off, or you want to reset those heads so it doesn't spray directly on your garden. You want to be able to control that separate, just like you would any other part of your landscaping where you have drip tubes. But you want to be careful when you water your garden, and there's nothing wrong with using drip tubes or using a automated watering system. But you want to be careful that you don't overwater or underwater your garden if you're putting in the same loop as your lawn. And just as a side note on your lawns, most people water their lawn every day. It creates an unhealthy lawn that you ought to give your lawn once or twice a week, depending on how hot the weather is, a good soaking, but not every day. The 15-minute cycles that runs every day on the lawn, once again, it causes the root system to stay shallow. It creates a lawn that's dependent upon the water and the nutrients that are being washed through the lawn, through down to the depths of the soil they don't get, so you wind up constantly fertilizing your lawn. So along with your garden, you want to make sure that you don't overwater your lawn. When you do water, you want to water deep and less often.
All right. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience and you have a question for our guest, our number is 877-254-7524. 877-254-7524, and certainly most people will have their gardens in. Are there any seeds we ought to be planting at the present time? What about our summer squash? Where do we put those in?
Well, you can roughly divide the United States into three sections, the top, middle, and bottom third of the continental United States. The top third, right now, that'll be roughly zone 5A and 5B. This is the time for you to be putting out things like peas and your salad materials, radishes, mustard greens, collard greens, those kind of things that are still early spring plants for the northern tier ought to be going out now. If you're in the center section, if you're in the 7-8 zone area, this is a good time for you to be putting out your tomatoes and your peppers, a good time to be putting out your summer squashes, your winter squashes, pumpkins, sowing your seed for your corn. All of those early summer plants that you put out, that's time for those zones. In the southern tier, it's time to start planting for your fall garden, looking for your second planting for things like turnips and beets, for your fall cabbage and other items for the salad lettuces and radishes. So it's a planting time for the far south of the country. It's the planting time for most everything for the center tier. And if you're in the northern tier, you'd hold off a little bit for your tender plants like your tomatoes and peppers that have a more tropical appeal.
All right, fine. Well, now, basically, I know you, Chris, are getting calls from all across the country here. Oh, here we go into a break. Do you have a question for Buck, our master gardener? 877-254-7524. Give us a call.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to health, Drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Katz every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cederstrup. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cederstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making their way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Ben, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest this morning is Buck Keeley. And Buck, before we go on, why don't you tell our listeners how they can get in touch with you, get the material you provide, and tell them the sorts of things that they can get through your website, through your organization.
I'll be glad to do that, Dr. Stan. You can reach us on the World Wide Web at seedcatalog.com, seedcatalog.com. Just go to your favorite browser and type into the address bar, seedcatalog.com. That'll take you to our site. Or you can go to Dr. Stan's site and click on Heirloom Seeds, and that'll take you back to our site. When you get there, you're going to find a lot of interesting articles about the importance of heirloom seeds and keeping the sources of our food system free from GMO materials, as well as keeping the hyper-hybrid seeds padded down to where we're able to reproduce our food. And once you get there, you can go into the store and shop and just click on Shop for Seeds. And when you get inside the store, you're going to find the availability of a variety of things, including the seeds, prepared packages of seeds, and soil and gardening helps that we have available, what we call our gardener packs, value packs. And we prepackage seed that we think would be good in most gardens for a variety of size gardens, from urban garden, small city garden, large garden. And by doing that, we reduce the cost of these seeds around 25% or 30%, because we're selling prepackaged units that are higher volume, and so we discount the price of seeds. We also sell seed banks that you mentioned at the beginning of the show, the troubled times that we're living in. The ultimate security that we have in our lives is when we can control things, that we have our hands on and able to control them. And when we help control our food sources, it not only gives us a sense of security, which is important, but it also allows us to control the quality. Most of the fruits and vegetables you buy at the big box stores are empty of good nutrients, and they're certainly empty of taste. And when you grow your own vegetables, you find yourself in a position to where you're having a better diet and you're having a more satisfied appeal in life. So it's important to have the security of your seeds available to you. And with that in mind, we sell what we call our survival seed banks. And we put together three basic seed banks. One is the basic seed bank, which will plant about an acre, a personal seed bank, which plants about a half acre, and then we'll let you build your own seed bank if you buy $50 or more worth of seeds. Now, the seed bank is the way that you can ultimately provide security. By taking the seeds, we seal them in a Mylar bag. It's a metal-based bag, which is impervious to insects, moisture, and light, and then we seal that inside a PVC trywall pipe, and that allows you to store these seeds for many, many years. So if something does happen where we interrupt our food supplies, or if we're in a situation where we're not readily available for some reason to get our seed, you have that seed available to you, And it's important to have, I think everyone ought to have that security where they have the seed bank where they can lay their hands on it at any given time. We also sell separate packages of seeds. We'll sell you one package of seed for tomatoes or for mustard, or we'll sell you whatever you'd like to choose in a variety of seeds. And we also have a new category we created. It's just now getting fully installed on our website, and that's our specialty gourmet items that we have been making locally. The Uncle Buck's Chipotle Manna Sauce and the Susie Q's Gourmet Roasted Garlic, Basil Salt, and other salts that are infused with flavors, and we've had several folks ask us to put them on the web. So we're now selling those via the Internet, and you'll find that the specialty gourmet items are wonderful enhancers for your food. These are made by us. They're with our heirloom materials that we grow, the peppers for the sauces and the different herbs for the salts. So that's another thing that you might consider having, just to put a little zest into your food.
All right. Well, if you are out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Buck Keeley, our telephone number is 877-254-7524. Once again, what's the telephone number people would call to get in touch with you? Once again, what is the website they would go to?
All right, you can reach us toll-free at 1-888-866-9132, 1-888-866-9132, or you'll find us on the World Wide Web. If you'll type in your address bar, seedcatalog.com, that's seedcatalog.com.
Or you can go to my website and radioliberty.com and scroll down to the home page, and you'll see a link to Heirloom Seeds, and that will take you directly to seedcatalog.com. Well, certainly, we find, I think, more and more people are interested in this sort of thing. We don't have an area where we can actually put in a garden, so we have all these garden boxes, and they're fairly good size, about 3 foot long, foot wide, and certainly you're a lot better off if you actually have a plot of land. How large a plot do you need, actually, to put in a garden that will provide for a family, say, of four?
Well, container gardening is not a new concept. We've all heard of Solomon's Hanging Gardens, one of the seven wonders of the world. Container gardening is an ideal way for people to garden if you have limited space or availability. And you can grow a tremendous amount of food in a small amount of area if you maintain the soil and the nutrients in the soil. So if you have flower beds, if you live in a condominium and you have a balcony, or if you live in a duplex and you have a small backyard, you can grow a tremendous amount of food. I know a family that on a balcony grows enough fresh vegetables that they not only have enough to eat throughout the year, they actually can and dehydrate food off the balcony because they use every square inch of that balcony. That something as simple as if you have a small growing area and you want to grow cucumbers, you can go down to any lumber yard or any store that receives merchandise and get free wooden pallets. And take that wooden pallet and on one side of it staple on cloth, soil barrier cloth, and then fill up the void of that with soil and plant in the cracks of that your tomatoes or your cucumbers or your squash, lean it against the wall, and you'll have this beautiful vining plant that's producing fruit for you in less than a foot area off of your wall, and you're going up your wall 4 foot. And you tilt it off the wall, it won't do any damage to the wall. So that kind of container gardening is easy to do. You can also use 5-gallon buckets and put a hole in the bottom so they drain. And we sell what we call at our market a bucket of spuds. But what we do is we take a 5-gallon pail and we put drainage holes in it. And we start with the seed potato on the bottom of it. And as the potato plants grow, we fill it up with soil till it gets to the top. And what that does is potatoes grow through the whole area of that 5-gallon pot. And at the end of the season, you dump it out, and you'll have up to 10 pounds of fresh new potatoes out of a 5-gallon bucket. And you can do 6 or 7 of those on a balcony and have storage potatoes for a few months that you can put up and keep, or you could can or dehydrate. There's numerous ways that you can do a lot of planting in a small area. If you have a small area and you want to grow radishes and lettuce and things like that, Go down to the big box store and buy a length of a rain gutter and put a couple of drainage holes in it, fill it up with soil, sow your seeds, and in a 4-inch wide trough, you can grow enough radishes year round, if you have enough sunlight and enough heat, or certainly in the springtime, radishes and lettuce in that piece of drain pipe. I mean, there's so many ways that you can grow, your vegetables without having to have lots of space. You can do things as simple as buying a bale of hay and busting the bale of hay open, putting potatoes on the ground and cover that bale of hay and let the potatoes grow through that. You don't have to have a lot of space to grow your vegetables, but it's important that you provide nutrients to the soil as you do that. If you're container gardening, we've discussed this before on your program, how that you actually deplete the resources of your soil as your plants grow in it. And since you can't rotate your crops around, or you can't depend upon the acts of nature providing the nutrients for your soil, you have to augment that, and you do that by composting your soil. You do that by adding in good organic fertilizers to your soil, worm castings to your soil, and augment your soil in your containers, and then you feed your plants as they grow in the container. So in your container gardening, it takes a little more attention to the nutrients in the soil and the frequency of the watering and how much, depending on the weather, because you have the confined area you're growing in. But you grow some wonderful plants in a small amount of area with very little expense if you don't have a large backyard for a garden. But if you have a large backyard, use it wisely, that you don't need to till up all your yard and fill it up with a bunch of plants. But if you look at your yard and strategically put plants, you don't need to have them all in one place, but tomatoes on one side of the yard where it's sunny, and melons on the side of the yard where it's sunny, and the other side where it gets partial sun, put your lettuces and put your radishes. That we've got this picture in our mind of industrial farming where you have the wide fields row after row after row. But use your gardening as accent spots in your yard, and not only will you benefit from having the favored areas where the sun is right for your plants, you also have the beauty of these little islands of fresh growth.
You actually have a fertilizer that you offer that you actually manufacture yourself, don't you?
Yes, we make a organic fertilizer that we use here at Seed Catalog, and we sell on our site. We have greenhouses that we grow totally natural in, and this is what we use for our greenhouse growing, is these organic fertilizers and then the worm castings that we augment our soil with, and we also make teas out of, and we sell both of those on our site. And anyone that's container gardening needs to get a good organic fertilizer, and the worm castings is the premium for making teas. You just take the worm castings, put them in water with a little molasses, encourage the microbial growth, and put those in your plants, and you'll notice an immediate improvement in the quality of the plants you're growing. So if you're container gardening particularly, you want to use a good organic fertilizer. Worm castings is a good source of nutrients for your plants. And if you're not container gardening, you still want to fertilize as you start to put on plants.
How often should we be fertilizing?
When you plant your transplants, particularly if you're transplanting tomatoes, peppers, or if you're doing vining transplants, you want to fertilize as you transplant to help with the shock of the transplanting. And if you're producing plants like your cucumbers and squashes and tomatoes and peppers that's producing fruit in a season, as it starts to produce its fruit, you want to start to augment the nutrients with a good fertilizer. As they start putting on fruit, and every week or two after that, just a small amount at the base of the plant so that it has those nutrients to put on the larger, more healthy fruit.
All right, and you just sprinkle a little on the ground and then water it in? Is that how it works?
Yeah. If you're using like our organic fertilizer, which is a dry mix, you just put it around the base of your plant, and as you water, the nutrients go through the soil. Or you can also make a tea out of the fertilizer, and basically what you're doing is you're emulsifying it and diluting it so you can pour it wet onto the roots and it more rapidly goes into the plant. And the same way with the worm castings. You can put those around the base of the plant, and every time that you water or it rains, the nutrients leach through the fertilizer or through the castings to the plant. But if you emulsify those in water, you're expediting so it gets a more ready effect, a more profound effect in a shorter amount of time. And so we use sometimes a combination of the two of those that will dry fertilize our plants for the long lasting. And then if we're getting towards the end of the season and we have a large crop of tomatoes, for example, we'll hit it with a wet fertilizer that's been emulsified so that those remaining plants, then the fruit on those plants has a little extra burst to get a better plant, better fruit.
All right. Our telephone number is 1-877-254-7524, 877-254-7524. If you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question for Buck Keeley, here's an opportunity to get to somebody who is has been gardening for many years. He's a commercial gardener, has his own gardens, grows his own seeds, actually. Of course, some of the seeds you actually get commercially from others, don't you?
Well, the problem with commercially purchased seeds, and people are reading what's going on in the food industry understands this, that the seeds are either been hybrid to where they don't reproduce after themselves, or they actually have
Hold us off. We'll be back in a moment. And you're out there in the audience. Call.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath. Custom Cabinet Shop is a locally owned and operated family business since 1980. So if you want fair and reasonable prices, personalized service, and excellence in workmanship for your refacing, repair, installation, millwork, or remodeling projects for your home and business, Custom Cabinet Shop can do the job for you. Call now for your free quote and on-site consultation, 303-340-1390. That's 303-340-1390. So Custom Cabinet Shop can attend to your every woodworking need. Cabinets to fit your taste, furniture to fill your space, and shelves to store more. Gun racks for what you pack. High-end, low-end, repair, reface, remodel, or replace. Mantles, ceilings, or trim. Whatever you need. Don't overpay for in-house calls, design consultations, or repairs. Call for your free quote and a single on-site visit to get your project rolling now. That's Custom Cabinet Shop, 303-340-1390. Find us on Facebook. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, "This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15. We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America. The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning is Buck Keeley. Our telephone number, 877-254-7524. If you have a question for Buck, who is a master gardener and certainly understands all these things are done. I know I've learned a lot from just talking to him. I said, neighbor, my son is putting in his potatoes. He has these gardening bags. He's put them in, and he's planted potatoes there at the bottom. And every day or so, I see him taking some compost down to put into this barrels or whatever he's using, these bags. The potato plants are growing up, and then as they grow up and the greenery comes, he adds more soil, and I guess he keeps doing that until he's got soil all the way to the top. Is that how you do it, Buck? Buck, are you there? Well, I guess maybe we lost Buck, and if we did, I'm sorry. I would hope we'd have him with us the full hour. Well, I guess it's going to be just you and me there and the audience there, and if you have a question on what's going on in the world, don't hesitate to call. It's 1-800-254-7524, 1-800-254-7524, because we are living in very, very difficult times. The economy of Europe is beginning to slow down, and slow down dramatically, maybe primarily because of the countries there that certainly they've been socialist countries. They've been spending beyond their means for a number of years, and that would be primarily the pig countries in the southern part of Europe. But even, of course, Germany has a tremendous debt that they've incurred with their welfare state, and so is France. Now they have a socialist in charge that says, we're not going to live within our means. Why should we have austerity? We're going to continue living the good life, even though we don't have the money to do it. And so basically when countries do this, they always eventually collapse. And this is what is happening progressively in Europe. And of course, remember, this is all timed. Everything is on a timetable. This did not have to happen at this time in history. It should have ordinarily happened some years from now. But, of course, they've been manipulating certain economic events to bring this about in the year 2012 or 2013. And you can just see how they are bringing these things about, issues that are happening certainly in Greece and in Spain, and certainly there. Greece is having to pay 20% to borrow money. You can't borrow money at 20% and have your economy certainly surviving. Now, there are two options as to what's going to happen. One is that Greece is going to pull out of the European zone, and Spain and Italy are going to pull out, reestablish their own currencies and default on their debts, which is what they ought to do. And then they ought to just start in all over again. I don't think that the people who run the world intend for this to happen. I think the people who run the world intend, of course, to create a crisis in Europe and then to use that crisis to force the countries over there to give up their national sovereignty, because everything going on today has to do with that ancient plan. And you must understand, none of these things are happening by accident. There is a plan. And what is the plan? Why is to bring about a world government to reinstitute the society that existed 4,200 years ago when Nimrod tried to unite the world, and God intervened and had the people certainly speak different languages. But at that time, they built the Tower of Babel. And we've mentioned this before, but it's so important for you to understand that they are reinstituting Babylon all over again. And if you certainly go to Strasbourg, Germany, you will find there the building, the completed building, of course, is where the European Parliament meets on a regular basis. But it is designed, the building is designed to represent the incomplete Tower of Babel. Why? Because the people who really run the world understand what's going on. You common peons out there and not to understand. So what we are seeing today is this effort to complete this age-old plan to bring about a world government. That's what the society was to be when they were building the Tower of Babylon 4,200 years ago, and they've been working ever since then to bring about a world government and a cashless society and a system where everybody would be marked and everybody would certainly be monitored and controlled. And those that were allowed to live, because most people are going to be exterminated before this is over, but those who would be allowed to live will be regulated and controlled from the cradle to the grave. And you're seeing this being instituted today. Why in the world do you think that the United States transferred the plans for nuclear weapons to Pakistan? Now, of course, we can't let the common people know that, but that's a Sybil Edmonds story. You can get that off of my website by simply going on your search engine and typing in Radio Liberty Sybil Edmonds, or you can certainly go onto the internet and track down Sybil Edmonds' story. But there's no question that we gave the plans for the nuclear weapons to Pakistan. Why would you do that? A potentially unstable Muslim country, because we're going to have a great worldwide nuclear war. And basically, remember when we had the great flood? Well, I don't remember that, but if you read the stories in the Holy Scriptures, of course, they talk about certainly the whole idea of the great flood. It was that the world was destroyed by water, and then God promised he would never destroy the world again by water. The next time would be fire. And look back, you know, of 4,400 years ago, how many people could imagine how you would ever destroy the world by fire? Well, of course, at those days, nuclear power was unheard of. Hydrogen bombs, thermonuclear bombs, they just certainly were never even imagined in their wildest dreams. But they are available today. We have provided nuclear weapons for Russia and for China and for India and for Israel and now for Pakistan and for England and for France. And we're arming everyone in preparation for the coming nuclear war. And as horrible as it is to contemplate, there is no other logical explanation for the fact we have provided weapons, nuclear weapons, to Pakistan. And certainly we've helped India develop the nuclear weapons. And we're planning on a great, great conflict is coming. Well, I don't have a plan. I thought Buck would be with us. So give us a call, 877-254-7524. What would you like to talk about?
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
The United States Constitution is a joke to politicians in Washington, D.C. Visit America527.org to help defend America from her enemies, foreign and domestic. We believe in the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and the Declaration of Independence. We believe in liberty. We believe that only patriots can keep liberty alive. Work with America527.org to save liberty in America. Visit America527.org today.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
Well, Dr. Stan, we don't have anything prepared this morning. We were anticipating having had Buck Wilson for the full hour. So it's up to you to give us a call if you have a question or comment at 877-254-7524. We don't like to think about the possibility of a thermonuclear attack on the United States, but I fear it's going to be coming. I'm not certain how soon, but I do know that certainly we have provided nuclear weapons to Pakistan. We make this big issue. Oh, my goodness, you know, Iran is building nuclear weapons, a threat to the whole world. Ladies and gentlemen, we install the mullahs over there in Iran. People have forgotten. We put the mullahs in power back in 1979, and I can remember at the time wondering why we toppled the Shah of Iran, who is a steadfast friend of the United States, and installed the mullahs, who were obviously our enemies, or at least our potential enemies even at that time. It didn't make sense in 1979. Makes a lot of sense today. You understand that our leaders do want a thermonuclear war in Sydney. By giving the plans for the building nuclear weapons to Pakistan, we allowed them then to go ahead and give the plans for the thermonuclear weapons to both Libya and Iran at that time. Sydney, Gaddafi started working on building nuclear weapons, and then under pressure from the United States, he backed off and gave up his plans, hoping that that would save his rule. Of course, it didn't. We were intent upon toppling Gaddafi. We got him killed. We've arranged for Mubarak to spend the rest of his life in prison. I don't know what's going to happen in Tunisia or to Assad in Syria, but we're behind toppling all of these countries, turning them over to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is a radical Islamic movement which has been funded from its inception with your tax money. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, the United States created and has funded the Muslim Brotherhood. And if you don't believe it, you need to get the book, The Devil's Game, which is the background of the Muslim Brotherhood and, of course, this radical Islamic movement. Most Muslims don't want to be radicals, but they are forced. I mean, if you live in a Muslim country, you better go along with this radical regime. And what we're moving towards is a clash of civilization, a clash of two nuclear-armed superpowers. The Muslim Brotherhood, representing the Muslim contingent of the world, the clash of civilizations, of which, of course, Samuel Huntington, the professor of history at Harvard, had warned us against. And yet, of course, this is all being orchestrated in preparation for this coming great Third World War. Now, are we going to have some sort of a conflict with Iran? I think we are, but I don't think that is going to be a Third World War. I think that's coming. I don't know when it's coming, but I hope people are making their preparations for it. And certainly, if you're in the outlying areas of our country away from the major cities, I think you'll be fairly safe. I am very, very concerned about what's going to happen to the people in our major cities, because, of course, imagine what one nuclear bomb would do to New York or to Washington, D.C., or to San Francisco or Los Angeles, or even to Seattle. And so they... you wouldn't even have to have a very large one to create total confusion and a breakdown in the structure of society, and a breakdown of the electric grid, and in water, and in sewage. And, of course, the complications of this would lead to tremendous public health problems and really, of course, tremendous loss of life. Simply, as society breaks down, the whole structure of society breaks down, the hospital, the medical facilities, there's no one to look after the patients, and you just have a totally chaotic situation. We have a highly industrialized society. We're used to all the comforts of being able to go down to the grocery store to get food, go down to the gas station to get gasoline. We're used to having regular electricity. We're used to having regular natural access to gas and water. Well, of course, you can see what is planned by what we have intentionally created in Iraq today. Remember, Iraq was a highly industrialized and successful society under Saddam Hussein. And the war was over in 5 or 6 days after the American invasion in 2003. And, of course, we had this intact society. And then we sent a man named Carl Bremer over there to destroy Iraq. And he did. He fired everybody who worked for the electric department. He fired everybody who worked for the sanitation department. He fired everybody who worked for the department that provided water, and then fired the people in the hospitals, and fired the people in ran the industries, closed down the industries. And what was the excuse? Well, they'd worked for Saddam Hussein. They were obviously wicked people. They all had to be fired, but there was nobody to take their place. They knew exactly what they were doing. And it would be something like, of course, Barack Obama is certainly we're to lose the election, and we were to say, well, of course, we're going to get rid of everybody who worked for Barack Obama. He was a subversive homosexual, or at least he's a bisexual, which he is, and he was an evil and wicked man. So we're going to fire everybody who worked for him, everybody who's in government today, because, of course, they worked for Barack Obama. What do you think would happen to our society within a month? It would be chaotic. And that's exactly what Carl Bremer, a member of the Council on Foreign Relations, did back in 2003. And nobody has ever called him to task for it. We destroyed the infrastructure of Iraq. Where today, it's not that they have occasional blackouts. It's that they have occasional electricity, and the structure of that society has been destroyed intentionally and purposely and maliciously by our leaders, just to see what would happen. And I think anticipation of what is going to happen in America when this terrible act is coming. When, I don't know, but there's no question. We gave the plans of nuclear weapons back then for a purpose.
Now this is the testimony of John when the Jews sent priests and Levites from Jerusalem to ask him, "Who are you?" He confessed and did not deny, but confessed, "I am not the Messiah." And they asked him, "What then? Are you Elijah?" He said, "I am not." "Are you the prophet?" And he answered, "No." The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 19 through 21. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network. With the summer months upon us, let's all keep an extra special eye out for our senior citizens. Check on them on a regular basis, especially when the weather is hot. Make sure they have what they need. Someday we'll all be in that position. Wouldn't you like to have someone watch out for you? That's from Brush Housing Authority, reminding listeners, for housing programs, call 970-845-5046. That's 970-845-5046. That's Brush Housing Authority on the air, wishing everyone a great summer season.
Whether you're in automotive, sporting goods, hardware, health, wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods, you're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Heart Genesis Communication Expo at the American Freedom Network, and this is the time when I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported, and if you are in a position to help us, we'd love to hear from you. And I will tell you that all the ministries are having problems. My wife commented yesterday that we'd gotten a series of letters from some of the major ministries in America who we've supported in the past, and all of them have exactly the same message. Certainly, receipts are down. They're having difficulty. Some of them are having difficulty putting out their newsletters or magazines, and they're just not going to be able to put them out because of financial shortages. And certainly, all of our society here in the United States is contracting, and many of our major industries are shutting down or at least cutting back on the development. It's not that the money isn't there. This is being done intentionally. There are lots of money. The banks have lots of money, the major banks, but they're not lending. Why? Because they're going to contract our economy at this time. So our major corporations are sitting on countless billions of dollars, hundreds of billions of dollars, and they're sitting on it. Much of it deposited in banks overseas or being used to buy U.S. T-bills, anything to park the money, anything to avoid spending the money. Why? Because they want to contract our economy. And it's not because they owe or they're uncertain about the future. No, ladies and gentlemen, everything is scriptured. Is scripted. Everything is on a timetable, which I'm not privy to, but I know there is a timetable, and it seems to have something to do with this year, 2012, which has been prophesied about the dark side for many years, and whether it's true or whether they're just making it happen, I don't know, but I do know that the major corporations and the major banks have lots of money. They're not spending it. And this is why our economy is slowing down, and this is why the European economy is slowing down, because the major industries over there are in on the scam. At least we know what's going on. We don't have all the answers to what the future holds, but everything is being orchestrated for a purpose at this time in history. So prepare yourself for increasingly difficult times. Don't believe them when they tell you times are going to get better, because they're not. And there really is a spiritual battle now that is being fought. And, of course, we simply can only look after ourselves and our friends and try to warn people about what's going on. If you want to understand the unfolding of events, you need to listen to our radio programs. We have excellent guests. And our telephone, our programs, RadioLiberty.com, afternoon, evening programs. You can go to our website, RadioLiberty.com, where you can listen to our radio programs 24 hours a day. You can listen to them 4 hours a day live on other networks. And then, of course, you can listen to this network every morning. And, of course, the programs are archived. You can listen to them any time of day. We try to provide you with a overview of what's going on. We try to provide interesting guests. But the underlying theme is always the same. There is an organized, orchestrated effort to destroy Western civilization. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to help, please support. support radio liberty of thought and faith. Our forbidden section, Bill Carl, Italy.
And of his fullness we have all received, and grace for grace. For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Christ. No one has seen God at any time. The only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, He has declared Him. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 16.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure